You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah! This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to another hour of prayer. Amen. Welcome to another week of us joining our faith together and entering the throne of grace boldly, seeking our God, seeking Yahweh, seeking the Holy Spirit, seeking Jesus, amen, for all of our life matters. Hallelujah. This is where we are fully dependent. We're fully dependent. This is the practice of dependence on God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time. This is a time where we are praying unto God. This is a time where we are acknowledging Him. This is a time where we are setting aside, just for a little bit, setting aside all of the things that we know about. Amen. To get to know God a little bit more and to present ourselves a living sacrifice unto Him, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, so that we be not conformed to the world, amen, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. And I don't know about you, but I need to spend some time in the renewing of my mind. Hallelujah. Lord, help us this day to renew our minds. Reshandaya, what thoughts do we have, O God, that is dictating our life, that's shaping and have conformed us into a way of living, a way of thinking, a way of believing that you want to show us a better way? Woo, Shandarabosaya. We thank you, O God, for a better way of thinking today. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah. For a better way of thinking today. And so we submit in this moment. We submit in this moment as we come in the fullness of the cares and the concerns and the hopes and the dreams and the desires. Hallelujah, in the matters and the conditions. Resha tabasandaraya. We submit it to you right now, O God, and we ask that you will forgive us for our sins, those things that we know of, Lord God, and the things that we don't. And wash us clean, O God. Purify our hearts, O God. Renew our minds, O God. Restore our souls, O God. We ask, Lord God, that you will even do a work with our souls, O God, to a cleansing and a excavating of all the things from life that have maybe shaped us in a way that is not Christ-like. Hallelujah. That set us on the defense, that causes us to be easily offended. Ah, yes, Shanda Basaya, that has us with guards up, that has us not trusting, that has us in a broken place, Lord God. So, God, we just thank you. We thank you right now, hallelujah. We thank you right now, hallelujah, for washing us and setting us free, oh God. Set us free from some things, oh God. Set us free from some past things, oh God. Set us free from some past people, Lord God. Set us free from some thoughts, hallelujah, that were formed and shaped from past experiences that is now time to let go of. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And take on a new thought system, a healthier thought life, oh God. We say thank you, oh God, for your presence right now, oh God. May we have your affections. May we have your desires. May we have your appetite. And may we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Today, oh God, we're praying for the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Introduce us, if for to some of us, introduce us to the mind of Christ. Lord God, begin to, as we spend time with you, begin, Lord God, to teach us the mind of Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Yeshataya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody say, thank you for the mind of Christ. Thank you for the mind of Christ. Thank you. Somebody, some of us maybe need to even just place our hand on our minds and speak peace to our minds. Hallelujah. Speak peace to our thought life. Hallelujah. Speak peace. Oh, Yeshanda Yabo Sotoroyo. We thank you, oh God. We put on the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. We put on our breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. We take our shield of faith, the sword, which is the word of God. We gird our waist with the belt of truth, and we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Hallelujah. 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 We are not fighting flesh and blood. Hallelujah. So we just thank you right now. And we have power. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I have power. God has given us power and authority. And so, God, we thank you for teaching us and revealing to us how to walk in that power and authority, how to guard our ear gates, and how to guard even what comes in our eye gates, and how to guard, oh God, even the things that we engage in that shape our thoughts or influence our thoughts, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, thank you, Lord. I just want to read verse 16. It says, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. When we have the mind of Christ, we have an understanding. Hallelujah. When we have the mind, when we're being instructed and operating in the mind of Christ, we have a godly understanding. We have His judgments. Amen. We have access to His plans. Amen. Hallelujah. We hear His thoughts concerning the situation and His thoughts concerning the people, and His thoughts concerning, hallelujah, our walk. Hallelujah, someone. And so, God, I just thank you today for how you are helping us in our thought life. May our thought life be rich. Any attack spiritually on our thought life and our mind, we come against it right now by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for guarding, hallelujah, our minds as we keep our minds stayed on you. Teach us, O God, in our day in and our day out, how to keep our minds stayed on you. What does that even look like, Lord God, to keep our minds stayed on you? Hallelujah. So we just thank you. And yes, I hear the Holy Spirit say, yes, that's prayer. Yes, that's having a daily prayer life, a healthy prayer life. Hallelujah. Yes, that includes having a daily reading scripture life. Hallelujah. Yes, that includes a daily worship life, a daily praise life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A daily Thanksgiving life. Ah, yes, God. A time of Thanksgiving. It's having the mind of Christ and keeping our minds stayed on the Lord Jesus, stayed on God, stayed on the Holy, Holy. Amen. Is a practice of giving thanks, hallelujah, in all things, hallelujah. We thank you, O God. It is a practice. I'm reminded of in Philippians. Oh, hold on. I got to turn to it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It is a practice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm turning to it. I'm turning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. I got to find it. Yes, here it is. Ooh, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Here, let's just read. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Philippians chapter 4. I'm going to read verse 4 and then go to verse 6. So it says, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So keeping our minds stayed on God, hallelujah, it's a practice. And a practice means that we're not going to be perfect, and means that there's some areas where we are weak, and that will be revealed, and sometimes where we don't feel like doing it, hallelujah. But the more we press through those, then the stronger we become, and the stronger, hallelujah, our spirit man grows, and more, it's like an acquired taste, amen, and the more our appetite increases, and then the more we find ourselves just doing it on automatic, hallelujah, because it's becoming our makeup and our identity, and it is our natural response. Come on, somebody. Lord, change our natural responses. That my natural response is to praise, hallelujah, and not worry. That my natural response is to give thanks, hallelujah, and not to give someone a piece of my thoughts, hallelujah, and a piece of my mind, hallelujah. But let me give them a piece, a P-E-A-C-E, ashataya, of God's mind, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes. And so, God, we say thank you, Holy Spirit. God, we say thank you. Thank you that our natural response, as a result, hallelujah, of a diligent prayer life, as a result, hallelujah, of a committed practicing and a daily seeking you, hallelujah, that now my natural responses start to look more like God. Look more like Christ. Start to be more of that of peace, P-E-A-C-E, and rejoicing, R-E-J-O-I-C-E. I don't know why I had to spell that, but okay, we're spelling it. Hallelujah. And more of a thanksgiving. Come on. T-H-A-N-K-S. G-I-V-I-N-G. Uh-huh, yes, okay. Thank you, Lord God. Now my natural response, amen, hallelujah, will be a silence that I don't even put no words on it, hallelujah, and I turn to silence, and I go into my prayer closet, and I go into praying, and I go into speaking in tongue, and I go into seeking the Lord, that I don't even put a word on it, and I let the Lord put that word on it. Yes, Lord. Come on, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. That my natural response. Why? Because I'm conformed to Christ. Hallelujah. And I'm transformed. Amen. From the world, and transformed from maybe the natural responses that I learned from a broken place, or maybe the natural responses that I learned, hallelujah, from a trauma place, and maybe the natural responses that I learned from the family place, and maybe the natural responses that we learned from the generational curse place. But now, I'm responding, hallelujah, from the a generational blessed place. Come on, somebody. And I'm responding, a shandabos. Hallelujah. I'm responding from a place, hallelujah, of being of a royal priesthood. Lord, teach me. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I need help. I need help. Lord God, change my responses. There we are. There we are. Where this is one of the things that we present. We putting ourselves on the altar. Amen. Crucify that old man. Hallelujah. Let us deny ourselves in those ways. And that's how it comes to. Yes, we pray. And then God will put us in situations where we have an opportunity to practice. Amen. And we have an opportunity, but it may not feel like an opportunity. It may not feel like one. It may not feel like one. But somebody say, this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity for me to pray. Oh, shut up, God. Hallelujah. This is an opportunity. Hallelujah. For me to get closer to God. This is an opportunity for me to see the power and the outstretched hand of Yahweh. This is an opportunity to see Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. This is an opportunity, hallelujah, to grow in my worship life, hallelujah. This is an opportunity, amen, for me to wake up early and have some intimate, quiet time with the Lord God Almighty. This is an opportunity. Ah, Shandobo Serebayanda. It's an opportunity, oh God, for me to rejoice. This is an opportunity right here, somebody say, to exercise patience. This is an opportunity for me to be conformed. This is an opportunity. This is a situation that's revealing, hallelujah, where I'm weak in faith. It may not feel like an opportunity. That's why we don't go by our feelings, but when we have the mind of Christ, hallelujah, and we thank him with the mind of Christ, and we thinking of thinking in the mind of Christ, I'm able to discern, you can't get me. This is an opportunity. Again, it don't feel like an opportunity. Again, my own thoughts saying this ain't no type of opportunity. This is an attack. Oh my gosh, this is how you, this is the Holy Spirit. There's one way that the Holy Spirit speaks to me, and I'll say a word and then I'll see it somewhere. I literally look down and I see the word opportunity. Okay, so it's not even me speaking right now. It's not me, it's the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. I want to run around this room right now. I want to run. I shall tell you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Woo! So what were we saying? What was the Holy Spirit saying? Sometimes we will be put in a... I am reminded right now, thank you, Holy Spirit, even the disciples, they're put in situations, hallelujah, where they see... Come on, somebody. Okay, here we go. 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 The disciples are put in opportunities and situations, hallelujah, that for them to exercise faith. Come on, disciples, on in a ship, on the sea, in a storm to rise. The disciples, hallelujah, when a man whose child was grievously vexed and they could not deliver the child and needed Jesus to come, or waited for Jesus, amen, hallelujah, or just at the appointed time, Jesus came down from the mountain, hallelujah, and that's in the scripture where Jesus saying that these kinds come out only through fasting and prayer, right? But these are situations that also reveals where we are spiritually, where what the condition, what the temperature, no, that's pulse. I just put my hand. The pulse. What's the pulse? Is my faith pulse strong? Is my temperature, amen, my faith temperature, is it hot? Come on, I need to be, this is the one we need to, I need to have a fever of faith. Come on, somebody. I'm hot. Oh, shut up. Woo! Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm, that's the kind of fever. I have a fever. Amen. I'm hot with faith. So the disciples are, God, Jesus is putting them in situations where they have an opportunity to practice faith. They have an opportunity to speak faith. But it doesn't look like an opportunity. And what's revealed is they're operating more in flesh than faith. But we serve a good God, and every time Jesus takes them, he teaches them, and he uses that moment to teach and to correct and to adjust more like him. Remember, it's a practice. We don't have to be perfect, but let us keep pressing forward. Let us keep picking up the ball. Let us keep doing it. Yes! Ooh, Shanda. Ooh, da-da-doo. Doo-doo. Yes, Lord. Okay. I gotta calm down. Come on. So Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. I'm reminded in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, rejoice always, always, always. Is everything good always? But God is saying, come on, mind of Christ, rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. Let's just read verse 5. Let your gentleness be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Come on. Be careful. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Yes, this is easier said than done. Hallelujah. That's why we got to meditate on it. We got to chew it. We got to practice it and keep practicing and keep reminding ourselves and keep applying. Be careful. Come on, we're talking about this is us having the mind of Christ. Amen. This is me walking in the mind of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, it's a practice. We don't have to be perfect. Hallelujah. So if I mess up, it's okay. If we mess up, it's okay. If we drop the ball, it's okay. Jesus is always right there helping us, strengthening us, getting us, making us more like him. It's him that's doing the work as we just simply present ourselves. Okay, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. Hello, prayer. Hello, thank you, Jesus. Hour of prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. See, the thing that I like about sometimes like having like a scripted prayer or having things where it's like, oh, we're praying, okay, I can just go to that. Having Bible, it's like having training wheels. It's keeping me, well, when I don't feel like this will help push me to like continue the practice, continue seeking, growing and trusting God with all of my heart and leaning not on our own understanding. And be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. He wants our requests. Amen. He receives your requests. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying to some of us, one of us, all of us, I don't know, take it to the Spirit. Hallelujah. But your request has been granted. Even if you don't see it on this earth, the request in the Spirit has been granted. And look forward to, hallelujah, that request now manifesting in your life in a great and mighty way. That is the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'm just saying. That's for someone. Maybe look a couple of ones. Mm-hmm. I hear the Lord. And hold on to it if it's not a right now for you. But hold on to knowing that as I make my requests known unto God, He receives them, hallelujah, and according to His will, granting my requests. Come on, mind of Christ. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, that His peace that surpasses all understanding, His peace has a job. His peace, God's peace has a job, and His job is to keep us, keep our hearts, keep my mind through Christ Jesus. So my natural response is a peace, and it causes everyone around me to be perplexed, because how am I responding with such peace in a tumultuous or situation? Mm-hmm. Even in the simplest of, come on, y'all. Even in the driving in traffic, my response is now peace. Come on, y'all. Even in the line at the grocery store when it seemed like the person in front of us is taking forever and it's just something and I really need to give and I don't feel like waiting, but my response is peace. What about if we have more peaceful responses? Help us, Lord God, to have more peaceful responses. Even when we step into this Philippians 4, 6 through 7 practice Philippians 4 verse 6 practice of being careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, letting our requests be made known unto God. And then the peace of God. Oh Lord, thank you for your peace. Help me to respond to my neighbor in peace. Help me respond. Help us, Lord God. Help us to respond to our neighbor in peace. Help us to respond to our family member in peace. Help us to respond to our spouse in peace. Help us, oh God, to respond to our children in peace. Help us, Hayashandia. Help us to respond to strangers in peace. Help us, oh God. Help us to respond even to our enemies. Ooh. In peace. Help us respond to even people who maybe betrayed us, let us down, rejected us, hallelujah, came across us in a not so right way. Help us to respond in peace. Somebody say, I gotta grow in that area. I heard somebody say, I gotta grow in that area. Thank you, oh God, for growth. And then verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Come on, mind of Christ. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. When I read that and I say, if there be any virtue, come on. That means that I see a lot of vice, a lot of stuff that's getting on my nerves, but this one little teeny tiny little thing that I need to focus on that. And even in our relationships, it's like you can do, they might be doing 90% of stuff you don't want them to do or wrong, but in that little, even 99%, and find that 1%. Oh, and let me focus on that. And then start to see that 1% turn to 2%, turn to 3%, turn to 5%, turn to 15%, turn to 20%, turn to 25%, hello? Turn to 50%, turn to 55%, turn to 75%, turn to 85%. Hey, Shataya, turn to 95%. Now you got more of a virtue, 95% virtue, and a 5%, hallelujah, because sometimes we can take the 1% or the 5% of vice or the opposite of virtuous, and we can focus on that and blow that up, amen, and poison the whole situation and poison the whole relationship and poison our whole minds, And poison, amen. Even our hearts and our souls. Come on, somebody. Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. Help us to be honest, Lord. Help us to be true, Lord. Whatsoever things are just, help us to be just, Lord. Whatsoever things are pure, help us to be pure, Lord. Whatsoever things are lovely, help us to be lovely, Lord. Whatsoever things are of a good report, help us to have a good report, Lord. Help us to be of a good report, Lord. I'm reminded in scripture, hallelujah, in the book of Numbers, hallelujah, when God, I believe it's Numbers, hallelujah, when God, told Moses to get some spies to go out, spy out the land that God was given to his people. So it was already done. It was already done. And they went out, and 12 of them from each tribe, hallelujah. And they came back, and 10 had a bad report, and it poisoned, hallelujah, the whole people. And only 2 had a good report. Go, you guys, and read it. And only 2 had a good report. And that 2, amen, and their good report could not keep the people from becoming poisoned by the bad report. Come on, somebody. And what happened was there was a whole first generation of people that did not enter in to their own promised land, that could not receive their own inheritance because they took on the wrong report. What report are you listening to? Whose report are you listening to? Help us, God. Help us, God. God will speak a thing, hallelujah, when in a situation when there's still some darkness, or there's a lot of darkness, and there is a grave, and there is a little, and there is, you know, overwhelmed, and there is a lot of health issues, and God will speak. Whose report are we listening to, Lord? Help us to take on your good report, Lord. Help us, oh God, in that faith of having the good report, no matter what the earth and what the natural is telling us. That's where we have the mind of Christ. I need the mind of Christ, that I speak, hallelujah, what you're speaking, that we speak what you're speaking, that my business is blessed, my family is blessed, my marriage is blessed, my health is blessed, my mind is blessed, hallelujah, my finances are blessed. Come on, somebody, say, our finances are blessed, our ministry is blessed, our business is blessed, the things that I put my hands to are blessed, hallelujah. The place of what my career is blessed. Hallelujah. And I hear somebody say, well, I'm not even in my career. Stop. We're taking on the good report. Just my career is blessed. We thank you, oh God. And then in that place, as we agree with God, God will start to reveal his plan and speak more to us. We got to first come in agreement, amen, and choose to agree and get on his level. Then he can tell us more. Ooh, tell us more. Tell me more. Tell me more. Is that a song? I feel like, yeah. It's from a movie. Ah, Shataya. I was thinking of a movie. Is it Grease? Okay, sorry, y'all. Whatsoever things are of good report. Yes, that's what we said, Lord. That's what we're praying. Lord, help us to be the good report. That when we walk in the room, it's a good report. Oh, I'm excited to see such and such. I'm excited to see you. I like being around you. Yes, let us be a good report. Let us have a good report. Examine the reports that we have, oh God, in our tongue. Examine the reports that we have in our minds. Examine the reports that we have in our hearts, oh God. Examine the reports that we are issuing out of us, oh God. And if there's any that are not good, if there's any that are sour, if there's any that are bad, if there's any that are stinky, if there's any that's really corrupting and poisoning in damaging us, in damaging us from walking into our destinies. Help us, oh God! Help us! And from receiving the blessings that you have for us, oh God, and even the people, even the relationships and the marriages for some of us. Help us! Because we then took on a bad report, a bruised report, a broken report. Help us, oh God. Whew. If there be any virtue, come on. Come on, let us be virtuous. Come on, let us be virtuous. Come on, men of God, let us be virtuous. Yes, come on, men of God, let us be virtuous. Come on, women of God, let's be virtuous. Let us be virtuous. Let us practice virtue. Let us live virtue. Let us breathe virtue. Let us talk virtue. Let us think virtue. Mm. Let us walk virtue. Come on. Yes, Lord. Let our vibe be virtue. Okay. And if there be any praise, think on these things. Let us be praised. Let us be emitting praise. Hallelujah. If there be any praise, think on these things. Any, which means, again, it's this thing of, we may see a lot of things to complain about, but there, even if it's a little, a teeny tiny. You know what you did? One thing that I've been asking for, even if everything didn't change, maybe it's like you picked up, you did a little cleaning, right? Or you gave me a little compliment. Or I don't know, whatever the little bitty thing is. Maybe they didn't come in into my office and do X, Y, and Z. Just a little thing. I'm going to praise on that. I'm reminded of scripture. The little. Jesus told the disciples to feed the 5,000 plus, the 5,000 plus the women. The 5,000 plus the women, plus the children. So we now in probably five, we're double that. Plus. And they didn't see. Come on, mind of Christ. Come on, when we have the mind of Christ, we start seeing with God's eyes. We start seeing an opportunity. We start recognizing. We stop despising in the little. Amen. Hallelujah. And take the little and praise in the little and give thanks in the little. And so it was discovered. Hallelujah. That there was two fish and five loaves. Hallelujah. We know that is not. That's nothing. Not with that amount of people. Not with 15,000, 20,000 people or something like that. That's nothing. That's that's a tease. That makes me feel like you're torturing me. But Jesus, knowing who his Father is, not looking at the earthly, but looking at God. Hallelujah. We need to look at God and keep our eyes on God. Amen. Hallelujah. And know who our God is. And that when we looking at God, we take that little peace, that little rest, that little energy, that little obedience, that little romance, that little love, that little attention, that little. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. And we give it to the Lord, and we thank him in that. And Jesus took the little, the two fish and the five loaves. He gave thanks. He thanked God. And then from that place, it was distributed. And from that place, all were fed. And from that place, they had more than enough. And from that place of thanksgiving, it grew and multiplied. Make us fruitful and cause us to multiply, Lord. As we function and operate with the mind of Christ. Thank you that even now, God, I believe in the Holy Spirit has been teaching us, hallelujah, Listen to verse 9. Remember I told y'all how the Holy Spirit will confirm. Listen to verse 9. And those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. So maybe we're looking for peace from the people, and it's like the God of peace being with us, that we adjust our focus to God and let God handle the people, amen, and cause them to be more peaceful, cause us to be more peaceful, hallelujah, cause us to be a reflection of the God of peace. Thank you, oh God, that even as we go in this week for a learning and a receiving that's happening and a hearing and a seeing of you do, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for even visiting us with visions and dreams, oh God, and speaking to us, and let us grab hold to you, your speakings and your showing us, oh God, and let us recognize and be sensitive to recognize that, no, this is God. And I think even before we even finish our time of in prayer in even in the next hour, some for God will brush up on some of us. Catch it, receive it, hold on to it, write it down, rehearse it. Thank you, Jesus. So, God, we thank you on this day for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you that the God of peace is with us. The God of peace is with our finances. The God of peace is with us in our purpose, leading us and opening up doors and guiding us, hallelujah, and making a way and advancing us and giving us favor, hallelujah. I thank you that the God of peace is with us in the new places and the new territories. Thank you that the God of peace, Lord God, is enlarging our territories for some of us. Hallelujah. The God of peace is with us as we go into the new opportunities and have to speak the new conversations with a new boldness. Come on. The God of peace, hallelujah, is doing that which we thought was over. Hallelujah. We thought was impossible. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that the God of peace is with us as we faith those mountains, amen, hallelujah, and speak, hallelujah, in alignment with you, the good report. We thank you, oh God, that the God of peace is in our home. The God of peace, hallelujah, is in our relationships. The God of peace is fighting on our behalf. The God of peace is turning things around in our favor. Ayashandaya, the God of peace in our bodies, with our health. Hallelujah. The God of peace, issue us a grace, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the God of peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, with us everywhere we go, from the minute we rise until the minute we lay down, even through the night, that the God of peace is with me while I sleep. Come on, y'all. In Jesus' name. Listen! In Jesus' name. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your hand on each and every single person that is hearing this right now. We thank you. I thank you for how you're issuing a blessing and moving in a mighty way by your miracles, signs, and wonders. And yes, we look to you that with you all things are possible. And so I see you guys next week. Hallelujah. Same time, same place. In the name of Jesus, by the grace of God. And tell a friend, tell a foe, tell a family member. Hallelujah, that the Lord is here. And thank you, Jesus, the hour of prayer on LA Talk Radio. God bless you. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka. Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Laka Shalom. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.